Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. So Helen, come to my window, Melissa Etheridge. Not familiar with that one.
Okay, and not a drop of water involved, you two.
Mercifully.
What?
She did something else, Doug.
Didn't stop going on about the water. I mean, constantly, water. Give me tea. What are you sitting in the window saying? Bring me, as passerby, bring me some water.
If you listen to the song, it's very, it has provocative undertones, which, you know, when I was a young, nubile, closeted little one, you know, it was those things that...
You wanted to be provoked.
I didn't burst onto the scene in liturgical dance like you did, Matt.
You wanted to be provoked. She wanted to be provoked.
It gave you stirrings.
It did.
You did not understand.
This is... Yes, and you just stay the hell away from my stirrings.
Okay, right. Your drives and your juices.
What were you using to stir, Helen?
Anyway, so we now have what is probably to become a regular segment, Hit or Myth. We could call this part two to Hit and Myth, if you like, because last week was yours, Helen. So just to explain to everybody, we have a life story that one of us tells each week, and the other two, Grumpy Gaze, have to guess whether that story is true, hit, or completely made up, myth. So it's time to play Hit or Myth.
Hit or Myth. What's mine is yours, stick or twist. The choice is yours, hit or myth. What's mine is
yours. Yay!
Okay, so it's my turn this week. My life story.
Regale us, Matt.
I'm going to regale you with a doozy, right? So many moons ago, when Mr. Grey was a cute young 21-year-old, I happened to find myself living in Japan.
Not London.
Drink. My stint there began with a job working in a seaside village hotel and golf club called, this is translated from Japanese, Big Wash.
Can you please say it in Japanese?
Yes, what was it called in Japanese?
Oarai.
What?
Oarai.
Right.
After an incident involving a card game, a lot of sake, and an earth mover that happened to have the keys still in it, those trusting Japanese, I decided it was time to move on to the excitement of the bright lights, big city. So I fled with my tail between my legs to Tokyo and settled there instead. On a night out in the expat quarter of Roppongi,
all been there.
I was at a bar called Perpetual Dank.
Oh God!
When I met,
we've all been there. I've been to loads of bars that are perpetually dank.
Perpetual Dank, right?
Good God!
When I met the gaze of a beautiful blonde boy across the crowded dance floor, it wasn't long before we were chatting. He was American, and when he heard my accent, he said, "Are you from Australia?" And I said, "Yes." At which point he then asked, in that way Americans do you know a guy called Matthew Warne? Now, given I'm in a city of 20 million strangers, and someone has just asked me if I know me, I kind of froze for a second, but quickly regained my composure enough to say, "Never heard of him, why?" So with my heart in my mouth, I awaited his response, which, let's face it, could have gone either way. But he brushed it off and we carried on. So it turned out that we ended up going back to his place and one thing led to another. Having put in my best effort possible, I brought this up again post-coitally, if you will, and he said, "Oh, well, I'm working in a hotel in a seaside village called Big Wash, where I took over the position left by an Aussie guy named Matt Warne, who ran off to Tokyo, breaking his contract and leaving a damage bill to one of the buildings caused by a drunken incident with an earth mover. And the hotel is after him." It was at that point that I told him I was Matthew Warne and left pretty bloody quickly. So, what do you reckon?
I have a few questions.
Okay.
So, I want a bit more detail about the incident at Big Wash, also known as Matt.
Or what I.
The Seaside Village Hotel and Golf Club. Firstly, what were you doing at the Big Wash?
Look, I was a bit jack of all trades. They gave me a uniform that was far too big for me. I had to kind of float around looking blonde and blue-eyed, and that was about it.
Oh, this is when you had hair.
Yeah, like I said, young, cute 21-year-old. Right? So, It was a bit like that back in those days. So what they used to do is they would have weddings. That nobody ever stayed at this hotel. It was a bit like the hotel out of The Shining, right? So just empty corridors and little twins running around with blood coming out of elevators. And, you know, it was really sort of nobody ever, except they used to have weddings. And the weddings were quite popular there. So what I would have to do was just sort of float around looking Western because it made them look as if they were international, yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doug, do you have any questions? Because I have a few more.
I kind of want to know why you actually admitted it. Why did you tell him? Weren't you scared?
No, not really. the question really should be, why did I wait until after the sex to tell him, right? And actually, the answer to that is, I wanted to see if it was any good or not. Right? So if I'd actually done a really good job, then I was thinking, yeah, I'll tell him my
Matt Wan. Sex?
Yes, because I was thinking, can you imagine if it was an absolute fizzer? Imagine if I absolutely failed dismally and then all of a sudden my name is going around Tokyo saying, oh, Matt Wan, yeah, he's a dud root though.
Oh, so I don't mind that he's not, the Japanese police are looking for him, chasing him across the country because he's smashed a digger. But heaven forbid he'd be noted throughout all of Nippon as a crap shag, honestly.
Well, look, it wasn't the police after, it was the hotel. And the American guy did say to me, he said, I hate that hotel. It's always empty and the management are really horrible and everyone's a bully. And, you know, Matt Ward's an absolute legend because he got into an earth mover and actually wrecked a building.
So he was kind of being complimentary about this Matt Warren character.
Yes, he was.
It would have, like, the guilt of that and the concern and the worry as to how this person knew my name would absolutely put me off my stroke the whole way. I mean, the fact that he's American, I'm kind of deciding whether I'm more surprised that he knew your name or whether he knew what Australia was. I mean, that was...
or the accent.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I never saw him again after that, to be fair.
Okay, so for my additional follow-up questions here, when you saw the beautiful blonde boy across the crowded dance floor, did you shimmy your liturgical way across to him to start talking to him, or did he approach you?
No, I actually approached him. It was one of the few occasions where I summoned up the courage, pirouetted across the dance floor doing the second coming, and came up to him and said, it was back in the days when you used to have to chat people up, of course.
Of course. And my final question, if I may, Doug, I have a few doubts about this story because knowing Matt as we do, if he's summoned up his little plucky courage to shimmy his liturgical away across the dance floor and say, g'day, mate.
Yeah.
To the beautiful blonde boy, and the beautiful blonde boy says, do you know a guy named Matt Warren? I have my doubts that Matt could have performed anything after that.
Oh, come on, Helen, the pressure was on, wasn't it? You know, if my name's going to go down as a legend in Tokyo, I want it to be associated to something hot.
I mean, to be fair, I was doing that story waiting, so, you know, the whole thing about this water park or whatever it was, or this, the whole thing about this hotel complex.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking at some point here, while they are being intimate, Matt and this American man, that Matt set fire to the place. Anyway, listen, we will be finding out whether Matthew's story is... Oh, so I'm sorry.
You what?
We have to make our judgment here, Doug. You and I have to make... I'm going with myth. Because I don't believe Matt could have performed after that little clanger of "Do you know Matt Warren?"
or before, or during, or ever. Thank you very much, Helen.
So I'm myth.
I'm going to go hit. Actually, I think that sounds like a very, very, very good Matt story. I do. But however, I think what all of us can find out at the very, very end of the show this evening, we'll be able to find out whether Matt's story of his conquests and his destruction of a Japanese hotel complex was true or whether it was false. But in the meantime, we have another song coming up, and it is Bronski Beat with Small Town Boy.